If you listened to this program yesterday, you know that we carried the press conference announcing the extension of Ron Gardenhire's contract for two more years with the Minnesota Twins. And you heard comments from general manager Terry Ryan and from Ron Gardenhire himself and from owner Jim Polad and from the president of the ball club, Dave St. Peter. And you heard them explain why they thought that bringing back Ron Gardenhire was going to be a great thing for the Twins. And they explained, well, you know, we like stability and we believe that, you know, we can do some things. And you heard it all. And I know that some people who called were upset that Ron Gardenhire was brought back. And I know that some people who called and texted were happy that Ron Gardenhire was brought back. I wanted to get a hold of one of the principals involved in the press conference yesterday to ask them to lay out for fans of the Minnesota Twins and KFGO country what it is the Twins are going to do to help out Gardy now that they've brought him back. Because what I've heard from people is, you know, okay, they're talking a good game, but what are they going to do? Who are they going to get? How much money are they going to spend? I need to know that before I, you know, continue to invest as a fan in the Minnesota Twins. And so I called Dave St. Peter, a good friend of the Mike McFeely Show and a great friend of KFGO, as the president of the Twins to come on today and reassure fans that he and others indeed are going to put the Twins on the winning track for 2014 and long into the future. I want to welcome in Dave St. Peter to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing okay today.
Good, 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 good. Reassure fans, David. Reassure fans of the Minnesota Twins that by bringing back Gardy and keeping things as they are, the status quo, that the Twins and Dave St. Peter and Jim Polad and Terry Ryan are committed to bringing a winning ball club back to the Twin Cities soon.
Well, Mike, you know, obviously the decision to bring back Gardy was one that got a tremendous amount of scrutiny and focus, as it should. It certainly got that internally as well. At the end of the day, you know, despite all the media speculation and discussion amongst fans, I have a great deal of faith and confidence that the single person who has the best grasp of our organization's player personnel, as well as what exactly has transpired inside of our organization from a baseball perspective, is Terry Ryan. And I think that makes him, frankly, the most qualified person to make that recommendation. So when he made it, it didn't take us long to get to a point where Jim and I were very comfortable moving forward. I think we believe Ron Gardenhire is the same manager he was when he won 6 division titles in 9 years. Now, that said, we have to get him better players, and certainly I can appreciate, you know, perhaps fans saying, show me, and I get that. We've said it throughout that we're trying to build this team, and frankly, it's not just about building a team that can be competitive for a season. It's about trying to build a team that can be competitive for a decade. We've done that before. We believe we can do it again. It's going to start with our minor league system. Every successful run the Twins organization has ever had has been keyed off of players that we have developed. That was the case in the 60s, in the late 80s, early 90s, and again in the 2000s. And that will be the key again. The good news is, Mike, is we have a much deeper farm system today than we've had in several years. It's by all measures ranked in the top 2 or 3 in the game. As challenged as we were on the field this year, we're going to draft high again next year. From a player development perspective, having the 5th pick in the draft is not a bad thing. We're going to continue to add players to that system. And I'm optimistic that a few of those guys who we saw this year will bounce back and be better next year. And moreover, some of the high-end guys that we haven't seen yet, Buxton, Sano, Meyer, May, Berrios, and others will be here in the very near future. Now, that said, we're going to have to supplement that. There's no doubt that free agency will play a role. Whether we can have the success there that a lot of people want, I don't know. It takes 2 to get those deals done. We think we have some things that are appealing. We think bringing Gardy back is appealing. We think our ballpark is particularly appealing for pitching. So it's a risky proposition, but we intend to dabble and certainly see what we can come up with there. There are some options that we think would be conducive to us taking a significant run at it, could play a huge role in us taking a step forward.
Have you already looked at pitchers who might be free agents, and is there already a list? Okay, you know, prioritizing guys who might be available for the Minnesota Twins in 2014.
I think a lot of fans wonder, boy, you know, what do the Twins do? I can assure you, our baseball operations group watches this not only for 2014, but for 2015, 16. We have a pretty good grasp of who might be available. There's a number of pitchers out there that certainly we think would be upgrades. So, again, whether you can get those deals done, that remains to be seen. But we're certainly going to pursue it. I can guarantee you that. And that's just one route. Other routes, certainly the international market can bring some intrigue. I know Twins fans might be a little skeptical based on what took place on the Nishioka front, and that's fair. But there are other players. There's certainly some high-profile guys that could be available this fall in international circles that I think we could certainly pursue as well. And then beyond that, certainly there's the opportunity for trades. There's no doubt that the trades will be considered where we might have some areas of depth within our system, particularly in the minor leagues. Certainly there might be some guys there that could be moved with the intention of bringing back some pitchers who could be part of turning this thing around. And then the last thing I'd say are just, you know, you look at all avenues, even the Rule 5 draft, it didn't get a lot of focus, but we added a player this year in terms of our bullpen, Mr. Presley. We've obviously had good luck in the past with the Santana. You look for guys there that can help you. So I don't think it's as bleak as a lot of people think. There were some things that went right this year. Our bullpen was very strong. Our middle infield was much better. We saw some glimmers of a guy like Pinto behind the plate. We certainly saw it out of Arcia. We need to pitch better. It starts on that mound, and we need to make sure that we get Gardy some guys that can log innings, and that's going to be the key to our success and certainly the key to turning this thing around next season.
Dave St. Peter, president of the Twins, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. How much money is going to be available? You know, Jim Polad, your boss and the owner of the Twins, was there yesterday. He's front and center in this thing. It's the money needs to be spent. Is there going to be a significant upgrade in the amount of money spent by the Twins? Not that the Twins have been cheap. Jeez. It hasn't at all been that way the last several years.
Yeah, Mike, that's a complete misnomer that we haven't spent money. Our payroll going into this year was 85 or 90 right. million. We did a poor job of spending it.
Okay, that was my
question. We had some guys that underperformed their contract. That needs to be part of turning this thing around as well. We've got to make sure that we're getting value. There's plenty of money here. I will tell you, there's no reason to expect that our payroll is going to go backward. And our owner's committed to that. But payroll in and of itself guarantees you nothing. You look at the remaining postseason teams and you do the research and tell me what their payrolls are. I will tell you that a $90 million payroll would be north of most of those teams that are still left in the playoffs. And that is just the reality of baseball's new competitive balance.
Oh, yeah, no, and I'm not, I know I've always believed the last several years the Twins have been very competitive when it comes to money. You're spending money on Mauer and Morneau, and that, you know, worked out for the most part for you. So I'm not ripping you for not spending money. Yeah. My question was, the fans want to know, is the money going to be there to sign a couple of frontline, top-line free agents? And you're saying it sounds like, yes, there is going to be money there.
Terry has said it, I'll say it. Payroll's not an issue here. When you play in that free agent world, it's a dangerous proposition because you see a lot of teams that can get saddled with horrible contracts. The good news for Twins fans is, frankly, we're not in that situation. We have a fair amount of flexibility. And if we're smart about what we're doing here, I think, again, we can position this thing not for just short-term success, but for long-term success. And that truly is the goal.
I knew that one thing that you guys were going to do, you being yourself and I think Jim Polad and others, you were going to talk to season ticket holders. Have you done that yet? And what's the feedback you've received from some of your season ticket holders? Because I presume that there's been some cancellations the past couple of years.
Yeah, it's not just season ticket holders. Certainly, all fans. We're sensitive to folks, particularly those living in outstate Red River Valley that may not have season tickets, but still care just as deeply. Yeah, we certainly have talked to a lot of fans over the course of the last 3 years, but particularly over the last 30 days and then the last 24 hours. I've got a season ticket holder forum this evening with Terry Ryan and Ron Gardenhire. I expect that'll be somewhat animated at times. And that's a good thing. Fans are passionate. And frankly, fans are angry. I get that. They have a right to be. They haven't had the type of on-field performance that they expect. So we own that. The three of us need to do a better job within our respective areas of making sure that we're putting the people in place that can help turn this thing around. And, you know, the reality of it is that, frankly, until we do that, there's going to be a certain chunk of fans that are going to probably say, let's just kind of, show me, so to speak. So I get that. That's the fans' right, and certainly we've never taken their support for granted. I can assure you that.
Last question, I'll let you get going, Dave. When it comes to signing either a free agent or an international player, explain to fans what the mechanics of that are. Is that strictly a baseball, scouting department, general manager decision, or does Ron Gardenhire have say in that? Do you have say in that? Yeah. Does the owner have say in that? Or how do you go about that?
Well, first and foremost, it'll be a decision that'll be made by our baseball people. And I've worked in the game for 24 years, but there are people much more qualified than I as evaluators, et cetera. Certainly, Ron Gardenhire is one of those people. But it's also our professional scouting group, certainly our front office, certainly Terry Ryan will have the final say. Our baseball group will gather in Fort Myers actually here on Thursday for the conclusion of our instructional league where some of our top prospects are playing. In addition to that, they'll have organizational meetings. So they'll review every available player, whether it be via free agency, whether it be via the Rule 5 draft, or whether it be via the international marketplace. Or they'll identify some targets potentially via trade. And certainly we have grades in all of those players, and there's a strategy. There's a strategic plan that actually evolves from that in terms of targets. And then we certainly pursue dialogue very strategically with agents of those players. And ultimately, we'll see where the market bears. It's the free agent market obviously is well documented. It can get a bit crazed, and that's what you have to caution against in terms of making sure that you end up with a deal that you can support over the long term, and ultimately doesn't get in the way of you trying to, frankly, be successful.
Dave, thank you. Thanks for taking time out. I know you have a busy day, but I wanted you to be able to talk to the fans up here in the Red River Valley who have long supported the Twins driving a long ways and just hear the word from you that everything is going to be done to put a winning team on the field.
Yeah, well, I can assure you that's the effort. We've been here before. We turned it around 10 years ago. I'm hopeful we can do it again.
All right. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
Yep, you bet. Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, Bismarck native, UND graduate.